Unit 18. The Construction Scam. C. An American Viewpoint. Japan has a housing problem. It's not a land problem or an overpopulation problem, but a problem with the houses themselves. Most Japanese houses are expensive, but are cheaply constructed.Often the walls are prefabricated with little or no insulation to protect against the weather outside. Houses in other countries are built to last at least 100 years. In Japan, they are built to last 25 years. In most cases, however, they need to be rebuilt after 15. Where is the outrage by the Japanese people? Japan has a history of building things to stand the test of time.There are 1,000-year-old temples in this country. Yet people seem not to care that their houses need to be replaced much sooner. I call this a scam. Let me tell you why. For people reading this essay, college students mainly, you will probably be buying a house within the next 10 years. To do so, most of you will take out a mortgage. The most common mortgage in this country is a 35-year mortgage. Here's the scam.If you build a house that will only last 15 or 20 years and your mortgage is 35 years, then you will need to rebuild your house before you have paid for that house. In other words, you will still owe a large amount of money for a house that is no good. That is a scam. I believe the construction companies know this, as do the banks. But they do nothing to stop it. Actually, they encourage it.If you have to rebuild your house, then both the construction company and the bank made more money from you. Who loses in this situation? Only the consumer. I have heard construction companies say that Japan's weather causes the houses to deteriorate. Japan, however, isn't the only country with bad weather. It happens everywhere. Moreover, there are companies here that are now advertising 75-year houses,mostly imported from Scandinavia, an area with much worse weather than Japan. If some companies can do it, then why can't all companies do it? Because it would cut into their profits, that's why. When will Japanese people wake up and demand better construction? Why do they continue to allow this to occur?